The number of international solidarity activists increases in Palestine year after year. Foreign solidarity movements were basically conducted by a few Americans. After that, Palestine became a destination for many around the world. Internationals would support the Palestinians who face various types of persecution, discrimination, murder, displacement, and siege by the Israeli occupation, which has international protection for committing inhumane war crimes. Therefore, those activists who stand side by side with the Palestinians aim at transferring the picture that Palestinian people love life, they are not terrorists, and they are just defending their rights against the Israeli occupation.
The United States has a very powerful Zionist lobby, which has slanted the country's foreign policy in Israel's favor for decades, but this policy has never represented the interests of the American people, nor increasingly their opinions. I'm one of many Americans who oppose the United States' unwavering support for Israel. I came here immediately after the fall of the Mubarak government in Egypt, at a time when the siege seemed to be easing, at least from the Egyptian side, and I had a new opportunity to see Gaza, which I had not done before. I'd been active on the issue of supporting Palestine and opposing the siege for some time, and it seemed appropriate to come and experience what I'd been working on.
Most of foreign solidarity activists face many difficulties in reaching Gaza. However, they enter it after long waits through Rafah crossing, which is always closed from the Egyptian authorities' side. And the reason behind using Rafah crossing is because Israeli occupation has banned all of them from entering Israeli airports. And that's not all. They were also blacklisted by Israel, despite the fact that they hold foreign citizenships from countries that have close ties with Israeli occupation.
The thing is, I'm not allowed to go to the West Bank. For a year and a half ago, I was on board on this ship, Estelle. We tried to break the siege from outside, and we were boarded by Israeli commandos and soldiers on international water and brought to prison in Israel. So just because I've been in prison in Israel, I'm not allowed to go to the West Bank. So that's why I'm here in Gaza.
I am also forbidden to go to the West Bank because I was arrested in 2012 in Tel Aviv at the airport because I arrived at the airport and they asked me, where are you going? And I said, I'm going to Palestine. And they said, well, you know, Palestine does not exist. And I said, Palestine does exist and you are military occupying that. And then they put me in jail for 5 days and I have a 10 years ban on my passport.
This is how the Israeli occupation treats the foreign solidarity activists. However, the moment they step into Gaza, they receive another type of treatment.
Wow. We prepared to see.
We prepared to see probably five wells to make this assessment.
But Jaber
and now we have been invited to Jaber's home.
I
can smell Laila did some beautiful things. This is Palestinian hospitality. There is no way you can come to a Palestinian home without being offered amazing food to eat till you can eat no more. They are very welcoming. Thank you so much for that. The smell is so good.
I made macaroni with bechamel.
Laila, you should not have gone to all this trouble to make the food.
I made it for Marco because he loves it.
You are a lucky one. Thank you so much. Even as French people, life is the same everywhere. But here, there is one big difference. Here, we are in a cage. This is the real issue. Here, if the farmers need to move, they cannot. They cannot water their crops. They cannot go out. They can't export their products. The life here is very difficult. But the desire to live is the same, perhaps even more.
After enjoying a homemade meal at Jabber's house, east of Khuzaa town, Sarah and Marco went with Jabber to the border area of the town to see the water wells there.
This well in Abu Amer area at the 67th used to give water to the whole of Khuza and Abasan villages. But today this well is suspended and damaged. It needs repairs. This well used to work 100%. After it was shelled, not directly, they didn't intend to attack it, the rocket exploded next to it and shrapnel went off and destroyed the engine and diesel equipment. The well's owners did some repairs, but they left it because the repairs weren't enough. It does not provide sufficient water. It only provides 30 to 80 cups per hour. It's not sufficient for two farmers.
The problem for the farmers here is not technical. It is completely political. It is the political will. And if the people of the world can push for this, it becomes easy. People know how to repair, and they know how to water their plants. They do not need complicated projects like desalination of the seawater. They just need the right to exploit their resources. I try to take some pictures to show the situation of the well and to document what we are highlighting to try and help family farming. We hope to create awareness of the situation to help improve the lives of these farmers.
We are at El Sanati area, and we are about 500 meters away from the border fence. As you can see, we cannot repair or do anything because the owner of this well paid all his money on building it. But today, he cannot repair it. He just abandoned it. Moreover, farmers stopped planting the land because there is no water. The Israeli occupation army stands on this hill and practices targeting the well. Do you see any resistance up there? Do you see any people up there? They practice on the well. When they see any farmer, they hit the well in order to make four times the noise, frightening the farmers.
The international community won't stop the impunity of Israel. So that's the first part of our job, to put pressure on the international community, on our government, to end the Israeli occupation, maybe through one of the most powerful tools of the last years, which is the BDS movement, the Boycott, Divest, and Sanction movement, to cut all the economical ties, economical, political, diplomatic ties with Israel.
After observing a number of water wells at Khuzaa town, Charlie joined Sarah and Marco to help some farmers irrigate his land near the borders.
So here you can see the tracks from the bulldozer when they leveled the land earlier. And as further you go to the fence, the more destroyed is the land. So it's, you can't go with tractors and make any harvesting or agriculture of the land. And that's the purpose of it, of course. Usually, once it's been full of fruit trees here, greenhouses, irrigation systems, but everything has been destroyed by the Israelis. The only thing they can grow now is wheat, and wheat is the crop that can survive with very little water. So that's why they're growing wheat and nothing else.
This is the house which has been razed. I used to live here. There were greenhouses. This area was a pond for agriculture, and this area was a pond for rain. My house was here, and it has been razed, as you can see. The house was three rooms with many bathrooms on a very high level. This is the house, and this is the rest of the land. This is the iron, and everything used to belong to us. All this area was my house. I used to live here, and we used to grow harvest, and live from this land, all this land. All that area was planted with olives. Parts of the fig trees and greenhouses remain.
I'm out here in Gaza, and this is about 200 meters from the fence, close to the buffer zone, or actually within the buffer zone. And they're growing wheat here now, and we're gonna water the plants with fertilizer or for insects and bugs. Doesn't seem that any military jeep is here now, so hopefully it's gonna be quiet. We still need to be present though in case of the jeeps gonna show up.
Activists, many thanks to them, stood by our side. Sometimes we got shot at from the Israeli side on the farmers here. Those activists stand here, and by their doing so, farmers became a little bit protected. Also, they record the incidents here, the way they saw it, and transmit it to the European media. Today, the international media exaggerates against Palestinian farmers, against Palestinian people. Unfortunately, those activists sometimes do not always take the incident as it is, with how much injustice it shows against us, and transmit it to Europe.
Solidarity is not limited to the agricultural sector only. Also, patients who were deprived from treatment because of the siege had their chance too. They received medical care and the necessary operations by doctors who decided to give those patients a hand.